And now the Spirit 105.3 good news story of the day.
Remember back when you were turning 12 or 13, entering into junior high or high school, how intimidating that felt, the pressure, feeling awkward, maybe not fitting in, and how if you had a bad day, the first place that you might go to get some solitude and get your, you know, yourself together, maybe you had tears and didn't want anyone to see, is the bathroom. Well, imagine when you walked into that bathroom, is like getting a dose of encouragement and love, because the first thing that you would see on the bathroom door, written in beautiful colors, were these words: "Your mistakes don't define you. Real girls aren't perfect. Perfect girls aren't real." Or on another bathroom stall, that you're amazing, you're brave, and you're strong. This beautiful artwork, work of heart, I like to call it, came from dozens of teachers, principals from a middle school that dedicated their summer hours to beautifying the bathrooms for their kids.
It's been really neat to build that culture and to see it grow in these first couple weeks of school.
Many students that were with us last year have even told me and told their parents, who shared with me, that we feel a difference. We can feel it. And so not only do they see that the hard work has gone into what the teachers have done for them, but it's beyond the bathroom. I mean, it's just how we carry ourselves throughout the day and how we respond to our kids and just how we do business here. And so the fact that they're able to feel it and go home and tell their parents about it, it's gone beyond that one room.
I love that, pouring into our kids via the bathroom stalls. I think that all bathrooms, not just all high schools, middle schools, and elementary schools, but even bathrooms where we work, should have this work of heart. What a great idea. Let's use our brushes for good and paint life into each other. I feel a project coming on.